And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable, the Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. The home finale for the Jags tonight at Everbank Field on Thursday Night Football. Two division games left here, guys. The Jags have no division wins this year. You got to get at least one, right?
Well, I agree with you. You know, you measure yourself against the teams in the division. It's the surest way to the playoffs. The Jaguars have never won the AFC South. You'd like to see them make some progress. They don't matter in terms of the overall record, but I'd like to see them get a win.
I guess so. I guess we've talked about this the last couple of years at the end of tough seasons, and it hasn't done that much good when they've gotten some division wins. So I would rather see the offense start to pick it up a little bit, give that group some confidence going forward. Yeah, great to get a win, but get that offense going and let those guys feel good about themselves in the offseason.
We'll get to more on offense in just a moment. Let's go defense, though. This is a group last week that played very well in Baltimore, kept the team in the game against the Ravens. But can they do this from week to week the rest of the way?
Well, so far they have. And I'm not talking about necessarily always getting the turnovers and the interceptions and the sack fumbles that sort of marked the couple of wins they got. But I think at this point, overall, they've played well enough defensively in a lot of games for them to win. So I don't see why you shouldn't be able to count on that effort in the last two games.
Well, they have played well. Although I'd like to see the running game show some consistency. You know, Arian Foster ran for 127 against them. They couldn't do anything. Couldn't get him off the field. And then you get four centers averaging 5.3 in the AFC North, which is no slouch defensively. And the Jags completely shut him down. So effort, Roy Miller is going to deliver the effort now. The heart of that defense with his new deal is going to make sure everybody brings the effort. Let's see if they can be consistent and stop the run.
The line is locked up for a long time to come now. We go to offense. Is there improvement coming this year? And what is improvement for the offense?
Well, I think improvement would be points. They've really struggled to get any points on the board. Two touchdowns in the last four games. I don't know if it's coming, but this is not a defense in the Titans that is up with the ones they've played the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, again, I just think that is a huge issue for this team. This team needs to score some points tonight somehow.
I think they may play better, but I don't think, and John, I think, has convinced me of this, I don't believe we'll see honest-to-goodness improvement until they take all these young players and get them into their offseason program and take that bank of experience we've heard so much about and start putting it to use in learning in the offseason next year. So I'm in the coach that we may see some more tonight, but I don't think it's improved.
One of those guys that'll learn in the offseason is Blake Bortles. We've learned a lot about his head this week. He was playing through a foot injury this week. But he's mentioned records and other players in the league. You don't hear that a lot.
And I loved it when he brought up the Brett Favre. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Favre's record for most consecutive starts, and, you know, whether you love Favre or whether you didn't care for him, I mean, the guy played with heart every week, and I like to hear that from the young quarterback.
Well, and it's clear that that's a stat that mattered to him. He sort of brought that up on his own, the consecutive thing, and he wants to be there for his teammates. That's why his teammates have responded to him so well all year, even through the losses. They like this guy. They get that he's tough. He's everything a quarterback wants to be. Now he's just got to start showing it in the results.
All right, tonight's game. 2-12 teams going at it, the Titans and the Jaguars. Which team's better?
Well, I think in terms of a young roster that has a chance to go in the direction you want it to go, I think the Jaguars are, because you get a feeling that they're maybe a couple of years, year and a half ahead.
They've been through it.
You hear talk that the Titans are going to make some significant changes, even though they're going to keep their regime. So in terms of the build, Jaguars.
Well, they doubled down last year and spent like $96 million on free agents for their roster because they believed that Jake Locker was the guy. They blew it. When Jake Locker turned out not to be the guy, it set them back a couple of years. In the old game, whose roster would you rather have? The Jaguars, because they have the quarterback. If you have the quarterback, you're on your way. Until you get him, you're treading water. They're treading water, the Jaguars aren't.
Double down, a little poker. I like that. Let's go
for it.
Try
to bring some different references. Poker and Christmas go together.
That's right.
Put all the chips on the table
right
here.
Gambling, you got your wife there with the right gift.
Hey, guess what? That's it for now. The Jaguars and the Titans tonight. We'll be back with a special edition of Jags of the Roundtable tomorrow to recap tonight's game.